Good morning. This is your Tesla Daily Update for Saturday, July 18th, 2026. Tesla's latest headlines center on international expansion, product strategy, shareholder pressure, and growing competition in Europe. First, Tesla has opened sales in Latvia and Uruguay, entering two new markets in less than 24 hours. The Latvian launch completes the company's presence across all three Baltic states. Uruguay becomes Tesla's third market in South America. The two launches are relatively small in isolation, but together they show Tesla continuing to search for incremental demand across very different regions. Second, Tesla has introduced a new balance bike for kids through its online shop. The product costs $225 and is designed for children from 2 to 5 years old. It has no motor and no pedals, so it is not the electric bicycle that some Tesla followers have requested for years. The release is better understood as a lifestyle and merchandise product than as a move into electric mobility on two wheels. Investor attention is also turning toward Tesla's second quarter earnings discussion. According to questions submitted to the company's shareholder portal, investors are asking management to explain delays and missed short-term goals involving robotaxis, full self-driving, and the Optimus humanoid robot. The tone suggests that shareholders want more precise timelines and measurable operating progress, not only long-range ambitions. Competition remains intense in Europe. Chinese automaker XPeng has announced pricing for its new L03 electric sport utility coupe. In major European markets, the vehicle undercuts the Tesla Model Y, with the reported gap reaching roughly $10,000 in Norway. Deliveries are expected in the fourth quarter. The launch adds pressure in the high-volume mid-size electric crossover segment. There is also a positive durability signal for Tesla's lithium iron phosphate batteries. An analysis of nearly 10,000 real-world electric vehicle battery tests found that Model 3 vehicles with these lower-cost packs averaged 93.3% battery health after more than 62,000 miles. The study reported better retention than the nickel-based Model 3 variants in its dataset. Finally, Tesla shares last closed at $380.84 on Friday, July 17th. That was down $10.22, or 2.6 to 1%, from the prior session. Because today is Saturday, this is the most recent trading close, not a new weekend price. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for the next edition.